¿Estás escuchando? ¿Estás escuchando? And now, TIK Radio. Firstly, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to SJ Hasim for generously sharing his time, energy, and trust with us during this interview. Your presence has truly enriched our conversation. And secondly, I must extend my sincerest apologies to SJ Hasim and our listeners for mispronouncing his name throughout the entire transmission. It was an oversight on my part, and I deeply regret any confusion or discomfort it may have caused. SJ Hasim, please accept my apologies for the error. I'm grateful for your understanding and patience. And lastly, we have an exclusive premiere of SJ Hasim's new song, Choppers and Guns, lined up for the end of the interview right after Levitate. This song details the life of a weapon and is part of SJ Hasim's upcoming album, featuring E-School, Remy Ricks, Ty R. Rivatar, MDR, and produced by Don Juan Misery. This exclusive premiere is only on TIK Radio. And we are so excited to share it with our audience. Hopefully, I pronounced it correctly this time. And once again, thank you, SJ Hasim, for your graciousness and understanding. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in until our next live show on TIK Radio. Take care and stay tuned. In TIK Radio, the interview time has come.
Hello?
Monica Susana.
Hello?
TIK Radio.
Lamont Jackson and SJ Hasim. We bringing back that feel-good music, you feel me? Something to move to. Something to groove to. The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me
song, and I just want to be alone. Gotta get away, gotta run away, gotta fly away from you. I'm coming, banging with a different attitude. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right, turn around and dance all night. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right, it doesn't hurt to be a freak tonight. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right, turn around and dance all night. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right, let me levitate tonight.
The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
Some people won't say that they have your back, but you better not believe them, and that is a fact.
Gotta get away, gotta levitate, gotta stay away from that.
I'm not the one that you want to attack.
Just let me be blessed as if I just had to. Gratitude is the attitude. They mad at you cause you never lose. They mad at me cause I'm on the news and I get a lot of views. So I overlook offense like a peep in time. Staying positive is what we be on. They was up cause I was down, let it down cause I'm up. Like Patrick running back, yup, I'ma double up. In 24 they gon' know my name. I took the high road, not the lowest lanes. No for me is a full sentence. I go dummy, homie, no kidding. I'm clever Lang in this thing cause I'm so hungry. I'm doing pull-ups, I'm still pipes, I still write.
when the road's bumpy. Yep. The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. Fake love me, falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
The hate is real, the fake love me. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate and take flight. Oh my.
Welcome to TIK Radio. I'm your host, Monica Susana, and today we have the pleasure of diving into the mind of an extraordinary artist, advocate, and co-host, CJ Hasim of the Good Conversation Network, broadcasting via KGCN Radio with Kelly Pitts. And this platform resonates with audiences worldwide, fostering dialogue and empowerment. And Hasim is also known as NAMI Kansas VIP, founder of Authentic Expressions, community activator, and Mr. Good Trouble, brings a wealth of experience and insight to the table. His work extends beyond podcasting, making him true a force of positive change. From amplifying voices to advocating for mental health, CJ Hasim's impact is profound. Today, we are very excited to delve into his background and explore his invaluable perspective. Welcome, CJ Hasim. It's an honor to have you here with us.
Hey, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be here. Thanks for having me, Monica. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone in the chat, for joining. And much love to you. We're grateful and we appreciate you. And before we go into the interview, I would like to share a personal note. And it's about 4 months ago, I began following the Good Conversation Network on Podbean. And I was immediately drawn to the shows and the engage of the discussions and, you know, everything that surrounded the show. And it's a remarkable, perfectly timing, you know, aligned for me to join and follow Kelly Pitts in the show. And it's because of that synchronicity that we are here today, and I am grateful. And I truly admire you guys, whoever's behind in the KGCN radio team, all the people that are surrounded by you. It's very outstanding, the work and incredible shows that you've been producing into this platform. So I would like to give thank you to everyone, and thank you, because that's how I got connected to you, CJ Hasim.
Yes. Well, you know, Kelly Pitts is an amazing individual. So if we're going to bring it back, we're going to bring it back to him. This was something he's been working on. You know, he's always working. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't even going to drag him right now. I ain't even going to do a show right now. You know, but, you know, he's always doing what he's doing. But, when he told me he had this platform and think about a show or whatever I might like to do, the Monday Vibe is how it started. And so we did that together and then ended up doing the NAMI show and then started the Cypher show. But I come on, I'm pretty much only on either on Mondays or Sundays. Every now and again, I might pop up, but you know, it's really been a busy season. For me. So, and I know Kelly is holding it down and all the other people who hold it down, too. So it was something that just, I mean, through the efforts and the energy, and the insights that he has with his perspective, because it's very unique. And he's just engaging. And then when I was able to jump on there, you know, I'm a pretty engaging individual myself. So while we got together and did what we did, I think the differences of personalities, experiences, and everything just makes for a perfect match. So I've just been blessed to be invited to the platform, because it was something that I was invited to. And so I always say, I'm just here to add tomatoes to the salad. That's it. You know, I want to help other people get their goals and dreams accomplished, because as you do that, yours follow suit, you know, reciprocity, right. you know, rising tides lift all boats.
Yeah, especially the diversity of the shows, you know, and he's been very constant. I've been following him and I've been seeing that, you know, the repetition is a reputation. So I've been seeing this and it's amazing. And I was just looking at the diversity of shows, and I was trying to connect how is it that you were inspired because of your experience with mental health and music? And it was amazing how this platform was created and now turned into this amazing show. So that was my biggest attention getter, you know, by that. And then I discover the artists behind them and all the independent artists that were, you know, very talented people on the panel. But now shifting focus to your recent music release that we just listened to at Levitate. I love that song. It's so catchy. Can you tell us about the inspiration behind this collaboration and the message you aim to convey through the song? I know it was released March 8th.
Yeah, so we actually released it March 1st. I'm going to tell you,
this song, I made this song because of Callie Pitts. You know, he always get on my nerves. And you know what I'm saying? So and so, don't just be on them site when I see them. Okay, now I'm going to have all South Central. I'm going to have all South Central after me. Right? No, seriously, on a serious note, it was Lamont Jackson's song. Okay. It was Lamont Jackson's song. Okay, see, I'm getting text messages from County Pitts. He's threatening me. Okay, let me say this on the air. On the air. Hear ye, hear ye. Hear me, hear me. That was a joke. Me and County Pitts have no beef. There is no West Coast, Midwest rivalry. There ain't no. But anyway, yes, I just had to clear that up in case, you know, Crowd Control Smiley wants to catch a flight or something, you know, or Boss Hizzle, you know what I'm saying, has some feelings about that statement. I am a shade tree comedian. That's the first thing people need to know about SJ. So I'm glad that this is happening here on Tick Radio. I'm just glad it's happening, you know, because I just want people to know, you know, first off, I do think I'm pretty funny. Apparently to some people, I'm funny when I'm not trying to be, but when I'm trying to be, I fall flat. That's what I hear. That's what the streets are saying. But I'm now bringing back to the Levitate video. So I have a friend named Lamont Jackson, and he's the singer. I'm not going to respond to HG Smiley in the chat. Crowd control. He's looking at that. That's the problem. Well, that's why I ain't going to go too far. I was about to go too far. I was going to say, that's why I don't be dealing with South Central people, man. They get upset quicker than the most individuals. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's the last one. That's the last one. I ain't throwing no more jabs at the South Central. No more jabs at South Central. Because I don't want to be showing up. And I ain't got time for it. I really don't want no smoke. So I'm just going to say that and get that out there. I'm not here for it. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I apologize. This is my J. Cole apology. I apologize, but I didn't make no diss songs. So I'm going to get serious, Monica. I'm going to go back in on this. So Lamont Jackson, he's dealt with a lot of different things in his life because he's a Capitol police officer who works at the state Capitol. So he's pretty much like Secret Service for the governor. He's got a relationship with Kelly Clarkson to where he was doing some stuff some years ago, back around 2019, police car karaoke. And he was singing songs and got her attention. She invited him to the Sprint Center in Kansas City. to a sold out show and we let him rock the mic. And he sang Stand By Me and had the crowd going crazy. There's some videos out there. He's got millions of views from that song. Both his parents have passed since then, and he didn't think he was going to sing anymore. But this was the first original song he wrote since then. And this song was about overlooking offense. It's basically, let me levitate. You know, let me rise above this negativity. Let me not stay on your plane and allow you to hate on me. Because especially as a black police officer, you know what I'm saying? Regardless if he's a thing happening or not, he's going to go through some different things and all that type of stuff. So when he approached me with this song, I had things that I'm always going through because I'm one of the, you know, I mean, I get hated on more than a little bit, you know, because it's like one of the old school homies told me, the higher you climb up the tree, the more they see your ass. So, hey, I'm going to give them something to talk about. I'm going to keep climbing. And, you know, and if you get moved, you know, hey, it's a full eclipse. You know what I'm saying? It's a total eclipse out there. So what happened, like in real time, even I'm going to give y'all an inner look at how I came up with the hook. The hate is real, the fake love be. So just right there, the hate is real, the fake love be. I created a sandwich. I created a sandwich between hate and love where the fake and the real are. So it's like the hate is real, the fake love. So it's like the love and hate, or hate's the first word. And then after I say the hate is real, the fake love be, I look at it almost like a sandwich. There's a very thin line between fake and real. So some people can fake being real, really good, but be really fake. So it's like a slice of ham. It's that thin of a line. So I
very thin, yes.
Between hate and love and put the fake and the real in between. Because the fake and the real, just like in this world, we're all surrounded by different people. There's some fake people. You can have a fake person right next to a real person, but you won't know until you actually get to know who that person is and they go through that journey and you get to finding out that it only takes this much to make them turn on. It only takes this. So I just wanted to, explain that a little bit, you know, just even how I write sometimes, you know. And then right after I said the hate is real, the fake love be, I say falsified. They don't love me. Just reiterating two more times that it's falsified. They don't love me.
Wow.
You know, I know God don't like ugly. That's why I'm going to levitate tonight, because I know God don't like ugly. So let me levitate. So that's why I repeated that so many times, because you know, faith comes through hearing and in repetition. So sometimes you got it. That's why it's the hook. The hook brings you in. It brings you in right from the jump. So so my motivation for writing that song was I feel that some people just use me for what they can get through me.
That's very profound. And I was looking also at not the lyrics and the rhythm, but it's like, I think it's the visuals. The music, you know, I think it was filmed in Topeka, right? In Kansas. And I see the influence, a lot of a visual and storytelling. And what is it that it was filmed in Topeka? I think Topeka holds something personally and artistically for you.
Well, you know, so I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, Wyandotte. Moved to Topeka when I was very young. So I did all my schooling here. So I've been here most of all my life. So this is what I claim my home. But I always tell people where I'm born. We are known for Brown versus Board of Education. You know, that is what Topeka is known for. You know, we're celebrating 70 years, May 17th, 2024. That's why my album is set to release May 17th, 2024.
Yeah, I know. We talk about the 17 numbers at the Good Conversation show. I remember this conversation, the numerology behind the 17, which is my favorite number, by the way.
And I just decided to just do this because that was the anniversary of that historic date. But the thing is, a lot of people don't realize, or they might not even know what it is. But, you know, Brown versus Board happened in 1954. And that was a year before Rosa Parks did what she did, and years before Martin Luther King arrived to the levels that he arrived at. But we were the wind beneath the wings of the other activists that came forth and really set this world going where it's going to. But a lot of times, we don't mention Brown versus Board very often, especially the people of Topeka. And I think it's really up to us.
I think it's really up to us to push that out there like that.
Because you know what? When I think about it, as I've been making this video, there's been a lot of tears shed. Because as I'm going through, I'm getting real footage of the real events and the real things that were happening, the real integration of the Little Rock Nine in 1957. And happen to have 1,000 paratroopers coming out there to escort 9 people inside of a school, you know, and the hate that is being shown. I need to bring people back into that. There's faces that have to be revealed on these screens for people to see. So as I'm going through the editing process, I feel my ancestors with me deeply to where it's a profound, is I'm looking at children's eyes and I'm looking at me. You don't see what's going on right now? Are you not going to speak up on this? Are you not going to resist? Are you not going to make this a better place? We have gotten too relaxed. We have gotten too cool. We have gotten too, we've gotten too comfortable. Gotten too comfortable with the way that things are going, and
we normalize it. We're normalizing it. Yes.
There's no more resisting to do, you know, and with that, because, you know, so as I'm going through it and some of the things that I'm choosing to be shown on this video are definitely going to be things that tug at people's heartstrings. And, so I'm really enjoying the process, and the process is going well, and I'm learning from it. I'm seeing different things. Even on the lyric, when I say we learn to sing with broken hearts, one of the visuals behind that is the Pledge of Allegiance that the kids are singing at the school. Every time I did a Pledge of Allegiance, I did so with a broken heart.
Oh.
Because I know what America has done.
Right.
You know, I know that I had to watch Roots, you know, early on in elementary school with a bunch of different people, you know, who didn't look like me. And, you know, there was always fights and different things that would happen afterwards because somebody wanted to make a joke about Chicken George or something stupid, or, you know what I'm saying? And not
right,
even realizing
right.
how much that's ripping up a young black child, you know, watching Roots at school. I mean, I can't even believe that that was something that we had to do. But basically, yeah, so when people hear about, you know, we learn to sing with broken hearts. Sometimes they might not think about just that pledge of allegiance that we have to learn to sing every day.
And it's very interesting how the song Levitate, you know, the theme and the lyrics, and you're contributing to this conversation, and you know, to make it as a part of their daily, you know, because the more if you listen to the song and you're repeating, I've been listening, and every time I listen I find something different. I don't know if it happens, but I'm like, oh this is, and I'm connecting to another feeling, you know, and I'm uplifting myself with another connection. So it's very creative. How many hours it took you to film the video? I know you talk about it in the good conversation. Can we share with my audience how many hours it took you to film the video?
So, okay. So the
longest part of the video is always going to be the editing process. You know, so we did a lot of different locations. So we did a cocktail bar, which is one of the speakeasies. That was the main booth we were in. That's called Salute Cocktail Lounge. We do brunch there quite often. That was where, when I saw that booth, it looked like someplace the Godfather would be sitting at. So, because we frequent that place quite often, and I'm like, I'm going to do a video there someday. And then, so that was the first idea for that. Then I got one of my guys, he owns the Wilboro, and that's where you saw kind of the group at the end where different people were repeating the lyrics and everything. That was that place. Then we had a place called Topeka Social. That's where I'm doing my 50th birthday party at on April 19th. It's a newer establishment. Mm-hmm. It's a newer establishment, but it's gonna be pretty crazy. But it's brand new, and so that's where the lights were at, where it said the Pika Social in the back. So I'll say, as far as filming, I started. It probably took, you know, as far as I took about a week and a half, just as far during the filming process. But as far as hours, as I was filming, probably took about 5. As far as just, you know, different places, wow, getting everything, whatever. But then the editing process took 18. So spent 18 hours on the edit. So you say about 23 hours total, about a 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. And I got it turned around within just a couple of days as well, because we were able to preview it or premiere it on one of our local news stations. And now we got permission to do that anytime. So every time I put a video out, I can premiere it on one of our local news stations. So just receiving a whole lot of favor and everything. And just, you know, so yeah, it was about a 24-hour process. But the whole thing about the video is knowing what you want. You know, so I knew exactly what I was looking for. And I knew he talked about, I want to be alone. So that's why we were in the booth by ourselves. And then towards the end, you saw that we brought more people together, because he was levitating and everything like that. So, and when he got his little Johnny Gill on, let me levitate. I knew that's when we were going to have the different people lip sync that. I knew that would be the perfect part for that. So I always, I look at life through movie scenes and stuff like that. So doing video just comes natural to me.
Yeah, it shows the powerful lyrics with artistic vision, and also, you know, how uplifting. Every segment, if you look at it, I've been looking at it in, you know, different times of the day, because, you know, sometimes that morning I'm more active than, you know, at night, and I've been seeing things that, and I see a lot of artistic, small details. And I was like, wow. So it took, I know, because I was listening at the Good Conversation show, you talk about this, and you also talk about that, you know, it took you, you were at the show, and then technically you just were leaving after the show, I think, to record the video. I don't know if it was before or after the show. I was like, man, they are busy here doing, and then I get to see the video. I was like, wow. This is, you know, it's very important for me to share with my community, with my audience. And it's because I see your passion. I feel your passion, same as Cali Pitts. I think you were celebrating your birthday 2 days ago.
Yesterday.
Happy birthday.
my Cash App is, no, I'm kidding. I don't do all that. This is what I'm going to say. Somebody asked about the local news station. It's Fox 43 here in Kansas. So here in Kansas, that's who it was. They always do a morning segment. They allowed me and Lamont to come on there and do a live performance. And then 2 weeks later, we did the video release. And I've done the same thing on Fox 43. I'm also on WIBW, which is a channel 13, in Topeka, Kansas as well. So we deal with both of the news stations here. Just two relationships. So that stuff happens real well. I just wanted to make sure that I addressed that.
No, it's perfect. There, I was looking at the chat right now. Yes. And I think I saw the interview you had in the morning. Beautiful people on the channel that were very, and you even got to do live performance, right?
Yes,
I love it. I was like, wow.
Plus, I'm in a whole beef with the anchor over there at Fox 43, Dane Crow. You know, he has a beef with the Finger. You know, the Finger's my brother. Boss Hizzle got beef with the Finger, too. But we ain't going to get in all that, because, you know, I'm not here to be beefing with Boss Hizzle. I appreciate he came up to the chat. And Crowd Control, HG Smiley, just stop looking for flights. You know what I'm saying? I see all that stuff in the chat, man. You know, salute to you. Let's just squash things, man. You know, we got to move on past these little beefs. You know what I'm saying? You know, we brothers, man.
Right.
Can we all get along?
I think Eric is saying that, yeah.
That's under KSNT. It sure is.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. But yeah, I tell you what, at this point, I enjoy talking, of course. I'm not a stranger to that. But Tick, you have been around since the very beginning. I remember the first show I jumped on. I sent you in the chat and everything, and you're very, you're very privy to a lot of the ancient studies and wisdoms and everything. And I've seen that from some of the conversations that we've gotten into, and I appreciate that about you.
Thank you. I'm very humble and I'm very grateful. I'm just the liaison, you know. I'm just connecting. Like I told Kelly Pitt, sometimes I'm just the reflection, and you know, of what you maybe the answers that you might be looking for. It might be here, might not be here, and that's why we're connecting and we're building, you know, a beautiful community here. And I was grateful, you know, to join Podbean just recently. I think it's at the same time that Kelly joined and you guys joined, maybe 2 or 3 months separately. Yes, and I wanted to, let me go back into the chat because I wasn't looking at the chat. Let me see who else. I think Kelly Pitt had a question, but I think you answered that. My question for CJ, how will you handle this new coming superstardom?
You know, I mean, whatever it looks like, I mean, I've said a long time ago, I just always want to be me. I want to be who I am. So therefore, I'm always going to have some jokes for some people. I'm always probably going to go too far. You might see people trying to jump me at different times because... It might be my people. It might even be my own people. Because I might say, no, I really don't. Like I said, it's, everything I say is just little jokes. I mean, I really know how to make jokes without really offending people. I don't actually make the type of jokes to where it's like there's always truth to it, meaning I might be hating or whatever else. I feel the spirit. And the spirit is funny at different times. And it's like, so I know when I can get something off and everything. And sometimes I don't always get the laughs, but sometimes I do. But other than that, I think that people just, you know, even if they don't laugh at it, they just be like, some type of a chuckle would be like, man, this dude is wild. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being the person who says, they'd be like, oh, this dude is wild, you know. But yeah, so it's really just, I'm going to continue to be myself, and I'm going to continue I'm going to continue to give the people who listen to my music the best parts of me through the music, because everything, you know, this hip hop, this rap, it's self-expression, and it's where people can learn and be taught. And everybody talks about how it's just entertainment. It's not just entertainment. It can be entertaining, but if you're looking at this as only entertainment and it's just your job and it's entertainment, then you're not looking at this music as deep as it is.
I think your volume is saying, I'm listening okay, but I think they're saying that your volume is low. Let me check with, I think it's, yeah, I hear you better now.
Okay, so I'll hold this thing up. So I just believe that some people don't look at this music as serious as others. And anytime when people use the scapegoat as
it's just entertainment, I believe that those are people
who don't want to dig deeper or anything like that, you know. But this is about talking about the lived experience.
You know, that's why storytelling
and all these other things are so important
in this
field. And I think it's just like anything else. If you really want to perfect your craft, you really want to be able to put your message out there to the people, then it's up to you how you do it. If you know, if you don't want to pronounce your words that people can understand them, then that's on you. You know, there's a lot of you got people out here like Teacher who do that on purpose, make sure they don't pronounce things on purpose. And, you know, it's a wave and everything. It's just whatever you do, make sure you can stand behind it. That's what I say. I say you could write a song about anything. May as well make something about something.
Right, and connecting with your passion, right? How it's, the, you know, the passion and how you're feeling and making sure it's authentic and coming from, you know, from what it's... Because I see a lot of passion on your work. I see a lot of passion on the conversations and the engagements I see at the KG Scene Radio Network. And I can see that you're contributing to a broader conversations and how people are connecting and how it's very profound what you guys are doing, and I really big shout out to you and all the people that I met, beautiful people that I met during those conversations. And I would like to just go into now the focus on your NAMI Kansas and authentic expression. And I know that your involvement speaks volumes about your commitment to mental health awareness and community empowerment. As you know, here at TIK Radio, we prioritize mental health and we promote the well-being. I want to ask you, CJ Haseem, does your work in advocating for mental health awareness and community empowerment influence your artistic expression and vice versa all the time?
Well, truly, my artistic expression is a positive coping skill that I use that goes into my creative process.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's only through that
to where
it's like, I write because I have to.
So much stuff can get jumbled up in my mind and my thoughts and everything, and it can be overload.
So that's the outlet,
right?
The outpour and everything. So my art, I found, is a positive coping skill. I talked about before, well, basically as far as my grandmother being my best friend when I was young, because she passed away at an early age before hip hop came into my life. She was my confidant. Then hip hop became my confidant, which the rhythm came before the rhyme. So it was my breakdancing and learning how to do that and teaching my best friend, who actually is my wife's cousin. I didn't know that at the time because I didn't know I was going to be married. But mm-hmm. her first cousin or second cousin, whatever, Mark Alonzo, taught him. But through that, you know, through rhythm, dance and everything, that's how you develop your timing for rap. They're very hand in hand. You know, you'll see a whole lot of people were dancers before they were MCs. You know, that's just a real thing. You know, that was Tupac. You know, that was Callie Pitts. You know, that was me,
right.
And everything. But a lot of people don't really equate those things. I didn't start rhyming until I was about 14, and everything like that. But yes, mental health is a big part of everything, because I've dealt with mental health issues since the 90s. I've had some psych ward stays. I've been on regimens of medications and antipsychotic drugs, and as far as pills that they would give me, one of them was a drug called Haldol, which is a horse tranquilizer, which equates and can have one of the side effects is the death. So apparently, my situation was so severe that was okay with them trying that out. In one of my psych ward stays, I ended up getting the 5-point restraint for 72 hours after I got hit with the one-hitter critic. If you ever seen the movie Thor, when he's like, mm-hmm. You can't stop me, I'm the mighty Thor. They hit his ass with that needle and he dropped within a half a second. Yeah, they hit me with that too, because I was trying to walk through the door because I didn't think it could stop me. I thought I could walk through it.
Wow.
I mean, those are some other stories. But so I'm the vice president of NAMI Kansas, which is a National Alliance of Mental Illness. They are a national organization and they're in every state. There's one in California as well. And so that is something, it's my passion. You know, I don't talk about my mental health struggles. I just started talking about them recently because, you know, it hasn't ever been something that we really do in the Black community. And I think at this point, we have to be more courageous and tell our stories, more of them.
Correct.
And that's where I'm at with that. So yes, mental health is a big thing and there's still a huge stigma around it.
I see the artistic and the authentic storytelling I was listening to the Hate On and Borrow Time. And again, you know, it's very, you know, the lyrics and how you're connecting with the mental health again. And I was like, wow, I haven't listened to the Borrow Time. I listened to it, but I haven't, you know, comprehend the lyrics as much as the Levitate, because Levitate is, I've been playing it more and more. Can you share just a perspective on Hate On and Borrow Time? What particular, you know, in relationship with mental health, is this, something that you created during the difficult time?
So those songs there, I'll share with you both of those. Those were off the same project, which was I Pressed On. Now, if you take those letters and I press on and rearrange them, you get depression.
That's what it will spell out.
So the whole meaning is I pressed on through my depression.
So
I pressed on means depression. It's the same letters. So I try to be artistic in ways like that. So Borrowed Time, I wrote that song the day my grandmother passed. This was not the one, you know, when I was five, but the last grandmother that I had, my father's grandmother, she passed. I wrote that song, but it also was dedicated to my best friend, Howard Givens, who I refer to quite a bit because there was a double murder suicide where both these people were in my wedding party and everything like that. That's how close of friends they were with me. And one shot the other, and then he also killed his baby mother. You know, shot Howard first, shot his baby mother second, and then shot himself. And did it all in the same house where his kids was at. So they were upstairs. So with that song, there's been so many deaths and different things that have affected my life and everything. I wanted to make a song called Borrowed Time. And even how we chase death a whole lot of times. You know, it's something that we feel is going to happen. So it's like, hey, we may as well go head on it. We do all kind of things. So I wanted to write that song to let people know life ain't guaranteed and go through that. Hey, Norm, I won Social Media Influencer of the Year Award in Topeka back in 2019 by our economic development system called the Greater Topeka Partnership. I got an award for it and everything like that. So it was like, in any given time, you know, I could put a post up. You know, it could get, you know, just maybe 50 likes or something, but then also it might shoot all the way up to 1,000. I mean, that type of stuff has happened. So everybody isn't always happy with a social media influencer or somebody who gets a lot of attention in their town or anywhere else like that, and who does a whole lot. So I would get hated on, and people would be telling me I post too much or this, that, you know, just whatever. So instead of being mad about it, I made a song about it and just had a good time doing the song and made it really, really catchy because everybody can relate to social media hate. So I just did something that was different, and that was another way that I did a spin on it because I really was upset. It pissed me off, you know, as far as everybody would be upset about this or whatever, or just weird stuff, you know. Social media can bring out the weirdness in a whole lot of different things. So,
yes. Yes. And I really like the videos, you know, the Hate On video was very visual in what you're talking about, social media, you know, and how you're shifting into exercising, you know, doing the instead of, you know, being proactive instead of being reactive.
Right. And so another thing about that video, like we were just talking about, I mean, we haven't talked about this yet, but, you know, me being a wrestling manager, the finger for Mr. Fitness 2. Mr. Fitness 2 was in that video. Mm-hmm. His beard wasn't as long yet. But also, my man, may he rest in peace, Blade Braxton, the Midnight Rose. He was the main wrestler in there. Now he passed away to suicide. So another mental health thing. But me and him was high school drinking buddies and stuff. So we already had a plan to do some stuff with this wrestler later. That's what that video was kind of about. So just another person, you know, who I've lost. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't sit here and always make songs about dead homies or anything like that, but you'll hear a lyric or two every now and again, because, you know, I mean, life ain't promised. It's why I always try to live in the present, because there's too many homies who ain't here no more.
Now that you're in starting into this podcasting, you know, the music background, the artistic background, your passion, NAMI and mental health, now the collaboration on podcasting, it's also a key for both music and podcasting. How do you balance, because I know you're busy, how do you balance your strengths and perspectives in hosting the show with Kelly Pitts?
Man, I just bring all my hats to the table. I just come with my full self
because I don't know what's going to be required of me that day. You know, some days Callie might ask me if I'll say a prayer. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always ready. You know, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. And then I always come with everything in my arsenal for whatever that day is going to bring, for whatever conversation comes up, I'm available. And that's what living in the present is. If you want to live in the present truly, that means you got to be available for anything that's asked of you. If you can do it, you can do it. If you can't, you can't. Let your yays mean yes. Let your nays mean no. You know, and that's where it come down to. So the way me and Callie got our relationship is, you know, I'm tapping in when I can tap in. You know I'm scheduled on Mondays, Sundays, and everything like that. And if I can jump in on Thursdays, and if I can jump in somewhere else, I will. If I can't make it, I make sure that communication is clear and everything like that. And that's the biggest thing is communication. The biggest mistake we make with communication is thinking it happened. We may have told somebody something, but did we actually communicate?
You know, because just because you say something to somebody don't mean it's a communication.
You know, communication is a back and forth, whatever, you know, and there's some messages that could be sent, and there don't have to be a lot of communication. I can't do it, or whatever else. But my thing is, and what Callie knows about me, is, hey, I go all out. You know what I'm saying? So if I can do it, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
and for some reason I can't, then we'll have a conversation. And I think that's just how it should always be. And you know, and I think everything starts and ends with mutual respect. You know, so I always bring to the table the mutual respect.
Amen.
Even in the heat, even if it's passionate, even if, you know, there's could even be a misunderstanding, whatever it is, we'll make sure we get through it, you know, and make it happen and not have to sit here and make anybody feel, you know, subservient.
And that's a very important thing. And I've seen that as, you know, sharing with you and Kelly and the Good Conversation Network. I've seen that. I've seen how you're not only do it within yourselves, but how you're promoting independent artists and people that are coming up into the panel. And for me, that's very important because it's not what I'm saying or what you're telling them or what we're telling them is what you're doing. It's congruent to your doing. And I know as an artist, you and everyone that is working on music, you may be faced with challenges at some point. And I would like if you will be able to share with our audience, how have you overcome them to continue delivering, engaging, you know, momentum and into your audience? What do you think it's the key?
So I think I said something in my
rhyme in Levitate. I said, I go, what the hell did I say? I said, I'm Clever Lane in this rap thing. I'm doing pull-ups on steel pipes. I still write when the road's bumpy.
So
when I said I'm doing pull-ups on steel, when I say I'm Clever Lane in this rap thing, I'm doing pull-ups on steel pipes. I still write when the road's bumpy is even when I'm going through it. Even when I'm going through it, I'm still writing. And when I say I'm doing pull-ups on steel pipes, we go back to the Rocky movie when Clubber Lang was training to fight Rocky. And he wasn't he's in his basement doing pull-ups on lottery pipes that are
right.
Moving and everything. He was all about the training. He was all about the precision. When I'm writing and I'm getting into this mode, my album mode, I am Clever Lane. I'm all about the writing. I ain't thinking about what nobody else is doing. I'm not
listening
to nobody else's stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm coming up with my stuff because I'm like, I got to write a masterpiece. I only get on songs that I think could be a masterpiece. I'm not messing with nothing else. I don't got time for it. You know, you can make songs about anything. I got a lot of basic songs out there. And I don't even mean to say basic songs. It's like when I wrote Ball Time and I wrote Hate On, that was the best I could do at that time. Every day I get better. So whatever I write tomorrow will be better than what I wrote the other day because that's how I practice. But I will say to the different people, right when the road's bumpy, you know, because it's like Tupac. The reason Tupac is the most authentic in the moment, you know, that's the A, you know, it's an acronym. To be the most authentic in the moment is the aim. That's the acronym. Always aim to be the most authentic in the moment. That means you can contradict yourself on the next song. So what? I'm a whole human being, and I have different feelings, and I'm going to have different revealings as things are revealed to me for the revelation of the scribes who are writing what the future is going to be. Because through authorship is how you get authority and how things go, because everything is on paper before it's a building. You know, there has to be some type of sketch. There has to be something. You know, we learn self-fulfilling prophecy happens through Pac and Biggie. I see death around the corner, life after death. Both of them are dead. I said, I'll never do that. So I had an album, underground album called I'm Never Gonna Die around those times, and my tombstone was split and I had two angels fighting over my soul. That was around the time of the birth of Strange, Tech N9ne, and he was angelic, you know. And I'm not saying that he was inspired by it, but I'm saying it's strange.
And you know, I see that you're very deeply connected.
I just say continue to write when the road's bumpy, during the ups and downs, because the rhythm is like life is peaks and valleys, you know, peaks and valleys. Nice. It's right. Like the sign of music. It's
the EKG. When you see the EKG on the heart, you know, that's the rhythm of life. And it's really the rhythm of life, because the heartbeat is the track. You know what I'm saying? That's the beat of the drum.
And do you believe that platforms, as you are connected to your community and how deeply, you know, and all the performances and everything that you're doing, do you believe platforms can bridge divides and amplify, you know, all voices as, you know, as of today?
I tell you, you are asking some great questions, too, because I'm going to tell you what I believe. And my brother told me this some years ago, because my older brother, Hakeem Hazim, he's one of the biggest influences in my life. And I mean, he's just an amazing individual. He's not even supposed to be alive right now. Not going to get into all that. Actually, he is supposed to be alive right now. You know, that's a shout out to Leland Jones, my man Uncle Beats, for that going back into my mind. Because I said that to him one time. He said, no, because I said something we should be alive. He said, no, I'm supposed to be alive. He's supposed to be alive, but there was a lot of things. But I'll say this, the new era of everything is going to be platforms. And we're seeing that right now. Because if you look at it, when 2020 came, because he told me this before 2020, when 2020 came, that's when we saw the birth of the Zoom for the churches. You know, people stopped going to church. Right. They get it through their screens. And now they're still doing it like that. And there's so many churches trying to figure out how to get people through those doors. They're compromising. They're doing everything. They're doing all kinds of stuff for engagement. Everybody wants engagement because they don't know how to engage with people. They're trying to figure it out. But, you know, some people don't have the it factor, the IT factor. You don't have it. But when you do, you will get the engagement. So right now, platforms are going to be the new thing. It's about platforms now. Because nobody's going to the buildings no more. And that goes for the brick and mortars. If you've got a regular business, then, you know, that's why the birth of the food trucks is killing everybody right now. You know, right. Because they don't got to pay the overhead. So many businesses went up underneath during 2020. It's all about platforms right now. And if you can be able to get on your phone and do an interview like this, you know, with Tick Radio, you know, with the new payday, nothing but the hits, can go live on Facebook.
Nothing but the hits, yes.
If you can do all that, I mean, that is the future. The platforms are the future. So the brick and mortars are done, and the platforms have arrived. And so anybody trying to do all that, to pay all that extra money, to be in one location, it's just not working. It's just not going to work. You don't spend a whole lot of extra money because things are different now. Everything ain't the same. You got to move with the times.
And thank you. And I would like to ask you just lastly, could you share any upcoming projects and events you would like to highlight for our audience? I'll be, very grateful if you share some of your upcoming projects.
Yes. So the full album is going to come out May 17th, 2024, this year. The video for Far Too Long is going to come out that same day. So those things are the things that I'm working towards right now, the biggest things that I'm working towards. And of course, the collaboration that, that we have going on with Tick Radio as far as KGC and things of that nature. There's so many different things that I'm excited about. That's going down and everything, but really it's all about this album right now. It's all about this album right now and this video for Brown versus Board of Education. That's what I'm really focused on and looking to do and just trying to bring the real art. And I ain't trying to say bring it back. It's there. There's a lot of people who are really doing this artistry in a great way. But like one song that like I said, that I sent you on the email, and it's whenever, is a song that we have. It's called Choppers and Guns.
Uh-huh.
It's about the life of a gun. And I'm on it. There's five people on it total. No, there's four people on it total. I got one person doing the chorus, my man doing the first verse, I'm doing the second, my little cousin doing the last verse. But I wanted to make it in a way to where it was really creative. It sounded like a drill song, but really it's not. It's a song about what a gun goes through and what it sees. And I was inspired to do that from Nas and Tupac because they both had songs about guns and, me and my girlfriend and I gave you power. So.
Well, thank you. And I just share on the chat, the video on YouTube. Would you like me to share your social media or is there any contact for your publishing?
I'm most active on social, Facebook to be specific under SJ Hazen. My profile picture changes daily. My cover picture changes about daily as well. Sometimes a couple times in a day, just depends. You got to give the people what they want. So since people come to my page a whole lot, I keep it moving. I've just kind of been operating in this way for a long time. SJ Hazim, I'm that on all socials, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. I'm not very active on TikTok, but I do have one, I believe. But Facebook is how you can keep up with me the most.
Okay. Well, thank you. And thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure. And thank you for sharing your insights and experiences with us today. It's always an honor. And I'm very grateful for being able to foster and give this interview and be part of this empowering, communities that we're building and creating this meaningful art, and it's inspiring everyone. Not only me as a Hispanic, it's also it's kind of an inspiration to my community, and bring people together and be part of the Good Conversation Network Radio. And I want to thank you, everyone in the chat.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I thank everyone in the chat as well. I know that I was kind of messing with some of y'all out there. I hope that we still cool, crowd control, Big Smiley. I hope we still good, Boss Hizzle, and you ain't thinking about bringing some things up here when you come to the top city in June and Cali Pitts. I hope we good, what I'm saying? If not, I might have to make a couple of phone calls to your older brother to see if he could play a fair card and squash the beef. If that don't work, I'm just gonna come knock on your mama door and say, "Hey, I remember you read my book. You appreciate it. Could you talk to your son?"
And I would like to end this interview with your Levitate song so everyone get a chance, because I know we got some people that join us after the first play. And I would like to just play Levitate to end this conversation. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Gracias. Many blessings and love to you.
We in the building. It's Lamont Jackson and SJ Hazen. We bringing back that feel-good music, you feel me? Something to move to. Something to groove to.
The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
All around the world it's the same old song. And I just want to be alone.
Gotta get away, gotta run away, gotta fly away from you.
I'm coming, banging with a different attitude.
Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Turn around and dance all night. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. It doesn't hurt to be a freak tonight. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Turn around and dance all night. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Let me levitate tonight.
The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
Some people won't say that they have your back, but you better not believe them, and that is a fact.
Gotta get away, gotta levitate, gotta stay away from that.
I'm not the one that you want to attack.
Just let me blessed as if I just had to. Gratitude is the attitude. They mad at you cause you never lose. They mad at me cause I'm on the news. And I get a lot of views. So I overlook a fence like a peeping Tom. Staying positive is what we be on. They was up cause I was down. Let it down cause I'm up. Like Patrick running back. Yup, I'ma double up. In 24 they gon' know my name. I took the high road, not the lowest lane. No for me is a full sentence. I go dummy, homie, no kittens. I'm clever laying in this thing cause I'm so hungry. I'm doing pull-ups on steel pipes. I still write when the road's bumpy. The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me.
Fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate tonight.
The hate is real, the fake love be. Falsified, they don't love me. I know God don't like ugly.
Let me levitate and take flight. Oh my.
Despite this, it ain't all bad though. Just help the father and husband protect his fam when they kick in his back door. Slide me back, bro. Point me at him and don't react slow. Can't be pulling handsies, acting all scary. You know how that go, but I'm all in. Shit, I ain't got no choice but to be down on the ride. Either I'm protecting mankind or pulling homicides. But real ones hardly use me. Mostly cowards abuse me. Like fake thugs and crooked cops thinking it's Call of Duty. Man, I hate when I'm with them fuckboys who be claiming they realness. Then they take me to shoot a school up and blame it on mental illness. I take away hopes and dreams of what you planning to be. But I ain't the problem. It's the motherfuckers handling me. You dig?
Pocket rockets, rolling choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, rolling choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, rolling choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, rolling choppers, 9mm. I hit it hot at the clock on sun, choppers and guns. Choppers and NRGs under the sun, choppers and guns. Choppers and guns. No, assault and battery, nobody is better than me. Everybody is backing me, let it be, or let it
we
be
small. Them out before we take them out. Permanent sleep, what that wake up out. And when you see my buns hanging out, I'ma move them right before I do them. With the butt of the gun, show my ass my own and done it for fun. If you ain't sliding the drill, it's no deal. I will kill with no feels for real. I'm cold steel. I'll make Glock 40 inside of the house party. In the waist of my owner, I'm about to knock shorty. Expose the weapon, I am naked now. Pistol whipped before I shot him on the double. I was muzzled, I ain't make a sound from the chamber drown. I got about 50 bodies on me, don't nobody want me.
Pocket rockets, loaded choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, loaded choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, loaded choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, loaded choppers, 9mm. I hit it hot at the clock on sun, choppers and guns. Choppers and NRGs under the sun, choppers and guns. Choppers and guns. No, assault and battery, nobody is better than me. Everybody is backing me, let it be, or let it be smoke.
It's peace, be peace, and still be still. It's the assault rifle. I get loaded and killed by Will. All of the gangsters love clutching me, but honestly, I just love the rush of jumping out of the barrel, cutting through meat. I can even act as a bullet tool. Two bullets flew. Once my trigger get pulled on, nobody is pulling through. When I punch out my kickback, creating massive bullet wounds on me. Every local gun shop be usually used by the goons and home invasions. Come by me and keep protection in that home you stay. And the police wound me off of the streets, but I'm known to stay there. You just a 22 and I'm not known to play fair. If it's a shootout, I come letting off heat without notifications. Extensions and beams on them. These shots will leave your team running. If a laser do happen to land on you, you gon' bleed from it. They'll post you and make a scene from it. If it comes to me being seen, they ain't seen nothing. Damn.
Pocket rockets, loaded choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, loaded choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, loaded choppers, 9mm, millimeter. Rockets, loaded choppers, 9mm. I keep it hot at the clock on sun, choppers and guns. Choppers and NRGs under the sun, choppers and guns. Choppers and guns. Assault and battery, nobody is better than me. Everybody is backing me, let it be, or let it be smoke.
Bye bye, and until the next life, TIK Radio.